And thanks for joining me this evening. This is Aaron Hay with you on Classical 90.5 FM. You're listening to Mizzou Music. The Mizzou International Composers Festival is coming up from July 23rd through the 28th right here in Columbia, Missouri. We'll have a lot of incredible composers and musicians in town during that time, and here at Mizzou Music, we'll be giving many of them a chance to tell us about themselves and their music and what we can look forward to hearing from them at the end of July. Joining me this evening is Douglas Osmond. Doug, welcome.
Hi, great to be here.
Yeah, thanks so much for joining us. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from, and what do you do?
Yeah, so I'm originally from Michigan. Grew up on the west side of the state by Lake Michigan. Did my undergrad at Western Michigan University, and then just finished my master's here at Mizzou.
Great. So tell us a little bit about your work. What got you into composition in the first place?
Sure. So I guess I didn't really have a huge musical background growing up besides the fact that I played in band in high school. I was pretty okay at that, and I ended up going into my undergrad playing euphonium at Western. But it wasn't until a couple years there when I settled on composition as kind of the path that I wanted to go down, and things worked out pretty all right from there.
It sounds like it. So tell me a little bit about Spaces of an Absent Voice. This is a piece that you've done for turntable and live electronic music.
Sure. Yeah. So that was kind of an experiment and basically my first venture with a technique in electronic music called concatenative synthesis. Basically, in that form of synthesis, what's happening is there's like an audio file or a sample that's stored in the computer, and then there's like an incoming signal or another file that's coming into the input. And what's happening is it's basically looking for grains that kind of match between the two files, things that might match either in terms of dynamics or timbre or pitch. And then it's actually trying to reconstruct the incoming sound with like segments and small grains of the already stored sample. So it's basically like taking one sound and trying to use that to represent a different sound by chopping it up into little pieces. And so in Spaces of an Absent Voice, I was really interested in a way I could use that technique in conjunction with like some form of like performer agency given over turntable manipulation. So what was happening was basically I had the signal from the turntable going into the computer where I was processing electronics. And I also prepared a record with like some stickers that I'd put on the surface of it. And so what would happen was as the record was spinning around and it would get to the needle, and the needle would bump against a sticker and it would just keep resetting it back into the groove and sort of create this repetitive rhythmic pattern. And then I basically took that signal and that repetitive pattern and put that into the electronics and just experimented with like the different sort of sounds and effects I could get with the concatenative synthesis.
Interesting. Okay, that's really cool. Tell us a little bit about Convergences. This is a piece that you wrote for the Solar Eclipse last year for the Mizzou New Music Ensemble, correct?
Yeah, correct. That was a really fun project. Basically, I think sometime well in advance, I think the spring semester prior to that, Dr. Freund, my teacher, had approached me and said that we were doing this project in conjunction with the Sinkfield Foundation in terms of creating like a set of pieces for the Mizzou Music Ensemble, and so there were a few of us other composers, and we were all assigned sort of like a specific portion or segment of the eclipse to write a piece for. And so I ended up being assigned basically the segment when totality is happening during the eclipse. And so in that vein, I guess I was really interested in like the processes of alignment on sort of like this abstract cosmic level, I guess. And so that was really the driving idea behind the piece. And so I think at least one of the things that I found most interesting in that project was basically towards the middle of the piece, I opened it up with this large aleatoric section where each of the performers are given these cycles of cells. And basically they were moving through these cycles at different rates. But the cells themselves between the performers had like these similar like gestural ideas. And so I was really interested in how The alignments would either happen or different musical patterns would be created as they fell out of alignment because they were moving at different rates. So it's just sort of like mirroring that process of rotation and the process of the eclipse, I guess. So that was a lot of fun.
Cool. How large of an ensemble is the Mizzou New Music Ensemble?
Oh, yes. Yeah. So that's basically like a modified pro ensemble. Pro with the core instrumentation of violin, cello, piano, flute, and clarinet. And then we also have the additional players of a saxophone player and a percussionist.
Okay, cool. So it's not quite as large as Alarm Will Sound, but pretty close to it in size. Is that a kind of a size, that like Sinfonietta size, something that you like writing for as a composer?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting, actually. Throughout my time here at Mizzou, I've actually had a few opportunities to write for pretty large ensembles. Last year, I wrote a piece for the student orchestra. And then this year, my master's thesis project was actually a piece for the St. Louis Symphony.
Oh, okay.
So I've had like these really awesome opportunities to write for large ensembles. And now with the Alarm Will Sound, pretty different from a symphony. But I think there are a lot of things I've learned that I can transfer over as I've worked on this piece.
Very cool. And this piece is in Effigies, the piece that you're bringing to the Mizzou International Composers Festival that you've written for, specifically for Alarm Will Sound.
Yes.
Could you tell us a little bit about that without spoiling it too much?
Sure, yeah. So this piece, I mean, it was basically a product of the circumstances I was in at the time when I wrote it. So this was, I guess, towards the end of my degree. Earlier this year, kind of in the middle of the spring semester, and it was mostly a tough time just because I was working on like three or four other projects simultaneously. So it was really difficult because I was trying to separate all the musical ideas and let each piece be its own thing. But I guess eventually I reached a point where I realized it was kind of impossible. So I named the piece In Effigies because, an effigy is sort of like a representation of a person, and it's often destroyed in active protest. Mm-hmm. And In Effigies, this piece was titled that just because a lot of these musical ideas from these separate pieces that I was working on simultaneously kind of all combined into this one piece in some strange and interesting fashion. And I guess what ended up happening was I couldn't keep them out, so I decided I would compose with these materials, but I would try to, I guess, in a sense, really deconstruct them or destroy them or tear them apart slowly over the course of the piece. So similar to the process of destroying an effigy, these were a lot of musical ideas and materials and gestures that I'm playing with that I wanted to sort of take in a different direction here.
Very cool. Well, we look forward to hearing it. That'll be on Saturday, the 28th of July, right here at the Missouri Theater in Columbia, Missouri, for the Mizzou International Composers Festival. My guest this evening has been Douglas Osman. Doug, thanks so much for taking some time out of your schedule and just letting us talk for a little bit.
Sure thing. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely.